the only reason I stopped using Tumblr for my porn times,
my porning
was because my phone started auto completing all of the blogs I was looking up.
Oh,
and
that's frustrating.
Yeah, I would like these weird combinations of like words that were just, you know, five different words that this user had put together for their blog name would right. auto-complete, and it would be like, you know, referencing daddy kink or something.
What if you were in incognito, though? Wouldn't it not do that? Isn't that specifically the reason for being incognito?
Because I don't think...
Or you were searching in...
In incognito browser doesn't affect your keyboard, I don't think.
But your search history...
It's not... The search history isn't auto-completing. The keyboard is auto-completing.
Oh.
You know how it suggests words for you while you're typing? While it's like... It's catching on to... that have been typing in...
That's funny.
Daddy sex blog five times. And it's like, oh, are you typing in daddy sex blog while I'm just looking up and I'm just typing...
Right.
Dad. Hi, Dad.
Yeah. Hi, Daddy Sex Blog.
Hi, Daddy Sex Blog. Uh-oh.
Whoops. Auto-complete.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a script, but I've no doubt. If it isn't up to par, they'll chuck it out. Ooh, la, 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 la. All my actor friends are cracking wise, but I can see the envy in their eyes.
Welcome to Fan Fiction Writer's Room. I'm your editing manager, Spencer Sporis.
I'm your managing editor, Liz Spencer.
Here on Fan Fiction Writer's Room, we take characters submitted by you, the listener, and weave them into a masterpiece in the way all great stories were meant to be told.
By amateurs on the internet. If you'd like to suggest characters for us, submit them to ffwrshow@gmail.com. And that's a wrap. Folks, we did a great job.
We did a great job?
Yep. We read our intro.
Oh, we read our intro and it's good?
It's great.
That we did that.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so the new Smash Brothers has come out and Liz and I were at our buddy Steve's house playing it the other day.
Smashing it up. Why is it called Super Smash Brothers? Oh, because like Super Mario Brothers, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a weird name.
It is a weird name. Smash Brothers.
Super Fighting Marios.
Yeah, you'd think they would just call it Nintendo Fighters.
Right?
The worst one is they released that Pokemon fighting game recently, and they called it Pokken.
Which is weird, because it's like Tekken?
Yeah, it's like Tekken, but
wasn't
for Pokemon.
There a fan mode?
No, that's a real game that they put out.
But was it first a fan mode?
No, I don't think so.
Mm. That is a really weird name for it.
Yeah.
Not just Pokemon Fighters.
Just call it Pokemon Fighters.
Just call all your games blank fighters. Just the fighters. Like, or like even better, call it the Pokemon fighting game. Because that's all anyone will call it.
The best is now people don't say Super Smash Brothers. They call it Smash. Yeah, we're that's getting together right. to Smash.
Smash? Smash.
They don't even call it Smash Bros. They call it Smash.
Yep. The new Smash.
Yeah.
We played it. We smashed. Smash. We got on there and smashed it.
So, last night, after we had smashed, and when I went home, and I crawled into bed, and I was just like, I'm so thankful that Kirby exists. This thought just came into my head, like, I am thankful for Kirby. I had a moment of gratitude.
Thank God.
For Kirby. I don't entirely know why. I didn't even play Kirby that much last night.
Like, that's not even your guy that you fight with.
I mean, I do, but like, he's not maybe my main. I really like Samus and Link, and
yeah.
I play as them probably more. But I just love Kirby. He's just so good.
Like, in general. Not on Smash Brothers.
Just the idea of Kirby.
Just a little blob.
Yeah.
Sucks up the villains.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being surprised that Kirby's Dream Land was the first Kirby game.
The one on the Game Boy? Yeah.
Because I always assumed that all video game characters just have like these weird storied histories of...
Right. Like,
and then it was on the Amiga, and then it was on the PC-57 yeah. DJ Digital ROM disc.
DJ Digital ROM disc.
Then it was on the Genesis that no one played. No, I'm just kidding.
Ha. Take that, Sega fans.
Haha. But, like, seriously, all my life I didn't know that any of those systems existed. There was Nintendo's, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was Nintendo 64's.
Yeah.
So, Kirby was on the Game Boy.
And then
the Nintendo. And that was the first time I played Kirby.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was shocked that, like, I played the first Kirby.
You are part of the history of Kirby.
Yeah. It was a great honor.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta say.
Kirby is, such a good design. He's just so happy and sweet. He's a little blob boy.
I was probably on a Tumblr or some bullshit. But it was going through walk cycles of characters, sprites specifically, that could only have like 3 frames or 4 frames per walk cycle.
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of like really awkward fucking like full body guys trying to look like humans and just the worst animation. And Kirby's so good.
Yeah.
It was a good one because his design is so simple. You can make his head and his body had a whole bunch of like bop and zip and pam and dam.
There's something to be said about a character that's easy to draw.
Yeah.
For like children especially. Uh-huh. Like any character that anyone can draw but is still a very appealing and like...
Yeah, and recognizable instantly.
Yeah. Kirby rules and I love that sweet, sweet boy.
Mm-hmm.
Who are your... So, Smash Brothers has a bunch of new boys, a bunch of new girls. You're really into Daisy.
Yes. Huh. I fight as Peach. Peach is my fighter of choice.
And would you always go and put on the Daisy colors?
And then I would put on the Daisy colors. Because it's funner. And then she's brown hair.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we get to be Daisy, that's great. Except, it feels like... Well, it's the same thing, though.
Yeah.
They're just two of the same one.
It is.
It's great that I can have actual Daisy's hair instead of just peach hair that's colored brown.
And all of her, like, taunts are different. She has more of a Daisy. The animations are slightly different.
Yeah.
You know, they've done a little bit of work to make Daisy unique.
Uh-huh.
I love her one taunt where she puts her hands on her hips and she's
just
like,
looks sassy.
Yeah. It's very sweet. Daisy, actually, I really like Daisy's animation. She's just super happy whenever she's hitting people. And
oh, I wasn't paying attention to that. I never actually played Peach, I don't think. I was just playing as Daisy. So that's my fighter. But who knows with this new Smash, because everyone seems so much more level and easier to play as.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I can play as more of the big boys.
Maybe you'll play as Incineroar or...
I bet I will.
Ike. Or
Simon Belmont.
We figured out that there are like a couple different types of Smash fighters. There are like the pretty boys, the strong boys.
Yes.
So the pretty boys are like Marth, Link, Roy,
the pretty sword boys,
Shulk. Then there's like the strong boys. That's like Ryu, Ken, Simon Belmont, Richter Belmont,
the manly men.
And then there's like. The cartoon friends. That's Kirby, Isabelle, Dillinger, Ness, Lucas.
And
so there's like animals. I think that's kind of it. The Pokemon and
you can have some good maybe themed, Yoshi. Themed battles.
Dragons. Yeah,
lots of dragons. I'm surprised how many dragons.
We were having themed battles. Yeah. We would be like, and now everyone would be a dragon. So some would be Yoshi, Ridley, Bowser, Charizard.
You were the Pokemon trainer, but you had to change to Charizard.
Yeah.
I kept being the Pokemon trainer, trying to play as Charizard, accidentally changing myself into Ivysaur, not noticing for like 10 minutes. Because it's just a beat-em-up, and I'm just looking for my name. And
yeah, exactly.
And then button mashing. And then I'd be like, oh, wait, fuck, I'm Ivysaur again.
I gotta say, it's really hard to keep track of where you are in this video game. But I love it.
Yep.
Now, did you watch the World of Light trailer?
I don't know what that is.
It's like the adventure mode in Smash Brothers.
What is the World of Light?
That is just what it's called. The adventure mode is called the World of Light.
Okay.
So basically, this is how it opens, okay? We see a sky.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful sky.
And I can picture it.
In comes a gun.
Oh no!
And it's it's Star Fox's gun.
Oh, sure.
And it zooms out and Fox is standing there. Okay. And he's like, we can do this, guys.
My best friend, Star Fox.
And it goes to Marth. We see what he's aiming at. And the sky is filled up with master hands. Thousands of them.
What?
And in the middle is this scary angel monster.
Oh, no.
And Marth is like, it looks like we'll have to defeat at least 10 each. And then it goes to Zelda, and Zelda's like, stow your fear. We can do this.
Is this real?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then who else speaks?
Why haven't I seen this?
Someone else says something.
Well, I guess Zelda spoke in the last Zelda game, so that's not surprising.
Yeah. It's funny. It's like they had to figure out which characters could actually talk.
Right, right.
It's like, why isn't Mario in charge? It's because it'd be weird for him to be like...
I mean, I guess Mario kind of
Friends, let's kill all the master hands. Oh, spaghetti.
Yeah, and if Link was suddenly like, stow your fear, my friends, we can do it.
It's like, no, Link. And then Shulk, he has a vision of all of his friends dying. I guess Shulk has visions.
I don't know who Shulk even is. Is he from Fire Emblem?
He's from Xenoblade Chronicles.
Xenoblade Chronicles. Oh my god.
And
all his Xeno friends died.
No, all of the Smash Brothers die.
Oh no.
And he turns to warn them, but it's too late.
Oh no.
And all of the lightning comes down and kills everyone, and we see like them all fighting for their life. The best moment is Sonic and Pikachu are running away, and Sonic reaches for Pikachu, and then both of them get obliterated.
Oh my god!
Marvel thought they were so cool, killing like half of their characters. Nintendo killed every single one except for Kirby. Kirby's the only one who makes it out alive.
Thank god for Kirby.
And Kirby's got to save everyone.
And so that's the plot of Smash Brothers.
That's the plot of
Kirby saving his friends.
And then so we see Kirby has made it out alive, and he looks over at the horizon and he sees that the world has been taken over by all these evil master hands. And then we cut to Mario in bondage. Mario is he is covered in chains.
Okay.
And this goop falls on top of Mario and covers him.
This is too sexy. Too sexy for Tumblr.
And then it clones him. The goop becomes a Mario.
Oh no!
And that
Dark Mario.
And that Mario falls on the ground.
Dario.
And a spirit. So spirits are every single creature on the planet has become a spirit now.
A ghost?
Yes.
Okay. And which just looks like themselves except see-through?
It looks like a trail of gaseous gas.
Oh!
But it has a little picture of, like, Waluigi on it.
Okay.
And then that goes into the Mario on the ground. And that stands up. And it's got evil red eyes.
Oh my god.
And it looks deep into the camera.
Is it Waluigi?
I know, it's Mario, but with the soul of Waluigi.
So it was Waluigi's spirit.
Yes. Waluigi's spirit is inside Mario now.
Oh my god.
And he looks deep into the camera and it zooms out and all of the Smash Brothers have different spirits in them and they all have these evil red eyes and they're looking like, we're gonna kill you. And then it's Kirby's job to save all of his friends. All of the Smash
Brothers. Is this a movie that's coming out later?
I hope so.
The World of Light?
But it's
Kirby.
Like, but that's the what the plot edition of Smash Brothers Ultimate is.
I didn't even know there was a plot.
Yeah.
There's a one-player mode.
There's a one-player
adventure mode.
Yeah, and you gotta save all of your friends from bondage.
Wow, from being cloned by evil spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And all getting a Waluigi inside of them.
Yeah, no one wants Waluigi inside them.
No, not even Waluigi.
Yeah,
That's why he went inside Mario.
Yeah.
He was sick of being inside himself.
Yeah. Which Nintendo character do you think has the most self-loathing?
Oh.
Follow-up question.
Okay.
Which Nintendo character is most likely to smoke weed? It's gotta be Waluigi, right?
Well, wouldn't he be very selfish?
You think so? Maybe.
No, maybe you're right. Maybe he does have a lot of self-loathing.
Zelda in the newest Breath of the Wild sure is bummed out the whole time.
Boy.
She's just like, I wish I could do magic, but I can't.
She can't do magic?
That's the whole plot.
Did she learn how to do magic?
The whole plot is her learning. She's like, ah, my magic won't work. I can't save the Hyrule with my magic.
So Link, you gotta do it.
Well, Link is... She's jealous of Link because Link's a really good at being the chosen hero.
Oh.
And she's not very good at being the chosen...
Princess.
And she's like, I wish I could just be a scientist instead because that's what I'm interested in.
This is a weird Zelda game.
Yeah. The plot is actually such garbage. I kind of hate it a lot. It's like the worst thing about this very, very good video game. But yeah, so she's like, I wish you never had to... She's very British. You never had to worry about being the chosen one, did you? You were just born. And everyone just talks at Link because Link can't talk back. So every character you come across is just...
That's a weird choice, honestly.
Yeah. It's like, I think they should fix that, especially now that they're getting more plot heavy.
Just give him a voice. Like, yeah, no one... He has a character. It doesn't matter.
Nintendo, no one is projecting themselves onto Link. No one's like, I am Link. Like, that's dumb. I'm sorry, it's dumb. Anyways, and so basically what happens in the plot, spoiler everyone, is the Ganon comes back and attacks the universe, attacks Hyrule, and Zelda and Link are running away from all of the evil robots that he has summoned, and you know, they've made it so far, they've run hundreds of miles. And Link falls, and he can't protect Zelda anymore. And Zelda's like, no, and she jumps in front of him. And she uses her magic, because the power of love or something.
Could she not use her magic before?
She couldn't use her magic
now
before.
Now she can.
Basically, the reason why Ganon came back, I guess, was because she couldn't do magic real good.
Oh, man.
And
this is all Zelda's fault.
It's all Zelda's fault.
Of course.
It's like Adam and Eve.
Uh-oh.
It's always the woman's fault.
That's right.
That we got kicked out of paradise.
Yep.
And so, yeah, she jumps in front of Link to stop the evil robot. And she uses her magic and all the robots fall over. And that's why she... That's the plot. That's the plot.
Oh boy.
Spoiling it. Basically, she's bummed out the whole video game.
Oh boy.
So, like, I guess she has a lot of self-loathing.
Yeah, I guess Zelda is the one.
Now, who smokes weed?
Oh, Sonic.
That's a Sega character. Did I say Smash Brothers character or did I say Nintendo?
I think he's a Nintendo.
Okay, so that's a Sega character.
But if he's in Smash Brothers, he's not Nintendo?
No. There are a couple guests. Sonic is one of them.
Oh, so it wasn't like Nintendo... Sega now is a part of the Nintendo umbrella.
No.
They're literally just guesting.
Knocked on Sega's door and say, hey, can Sonic come out and play?
But only Smash Brothers.
Only Smash Brothers.
He only wants to play the Smash Brothers game.
And also, Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games.
Right, yes. But so Sonic, not Nintendo.
Yeah.
And not under the Nintendo umbrella.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Captain Falcon probably smokes weed.
Yeah. I'm not very familiar with a lot of video game characters.
Well, just think
all.
Of the Smash Brothers characters.
All the Smash Brothers.
Like, I'm gonna...
Donkey Kong.
You think so?
Yeah.
He does have a case of the munchies. He has to get all his bananas back.
Yeah.
So,
Mario.
No.
Mario doesn't smoke weed?
No.
Mario smokes weed.
If Mario even smells weed, he calls 911 immediately.
What? No way.
You know Mario's a narc.
He smokes cigars, though. I bet.
No.
Yeah, Wario smokes cigars.
Wario would smoke cigars, not Mario.
That's what I said.
You said Wario?
I said Wario. Oh, there was a miscommunication.
Does Wario smoke weed?
You think that Wario would call up the police and narc on people?
Wario doesn't trust cops.
Wario.
But I don't know. I guess he might smoke weed.
I don't think Mario smokes weed.
Mario does not smoke weed.
Smoking bad for you.
Yeah, Wario. We'll say Wario smokes weed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a big bong.
Yeah. He's got a lot of bongs.
Yeah, so many.
Large collection of bongs.
They have exhaust pipes coming outside of them.
Mm-hmm. Like his cool motorcycle.
Yeah.
His
motorcycle is actually just a giant bong.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. He smokes out of the exhaust pipes.
Very cool. Very cool.
Coolest Nintendo character? Wario.
I think Ridley might smoke weed as well.
Ridley, huh?
Yeah.
Big old dragon man. Now, I know nothing about any of these characters, except Ridley's a big old dragon man.
Yeah.
He's got a scary face.
He's got a scary face.
Sometimes he's a robot?
Yeah, there's a Mecha Ridley.
Mecha Ridley?
I don't entirely know when that happened or why that happened.
It seems like a weird foe for a spaceship driving fox to have. Now, is it like
no,
a dragon?
No, that's a Samus. Samus bad guy.
Ridley?
Ridley's a Samus bad guy.
Oh, I thought Star Fox.
It's a Metroid character, yeah.
Oh, well, I'm so confused now.
The face that shoots the discs in
yes.
the background of Smash? That's Star Fox's enemy.
Really?
Yeah, Andross. I think he's a monkey.
He was a monkey in Star Fox Adventures, my favorite game.
There you go.
And I was so mad that he appeared.
Why were you mad?
I don't know who the fuck that is. I was playing Star Fox Adventures. You think I've ever played a Star Fox game in my life? I was enjoying Star Fox Adventures.
But why were you mad? Because
he was nowhere in the game. And, like, okay, picture this. You're playing Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. Oh, no. Ganondorf is here. Da-na-na-na-na. I've never played a Nintendo game in my life. This is my only experience with this. Oh, I'm finally at the castle. I'm gonna fight Ganon, the guy I've been gearing up to fight this whole time. Whoa! Psych, Ganon's dead. Now you get to fight Bowser. The fuck is Bowser?
Okay.
I don't know. I've been playing this one other game.
They had an entirely different villain. Right.
It was
okay.
a dinosaur villain.
Right.
I'm so ready to fight General Scales.
General Scales.
And then General Scales literally gets like bink to the side and this monkey face drops down and says, "Oh, it's me." And I'm like, "Who the fuck are you? Get out of here. Trying to fight General Scales, the villain."
When is General Scales going to be in Smash Brothers?
That's what I want to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when is Star Fox going to get his cool magic staff
that we
all know and love and associate with Star Fox?
Yeah. And when is Crystal going to be upgraded from an assist trophy?
Yeah. She can use her cool staff.
She can use her cool staff.
What if she was just like a skin of Star Fox and she's just using a gun?
I mean, that's
really weird.
That's probably what they would do.
That's what would happen.
I mean, all the Star Fox characters are just that.
Oh, man.
Falco and Wolf.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they're a little different. Would you like to take a little break?
Okay.
Catch you in a minute on Fan Fiction Writer's Room. I'm a great hairy hope of like a lycanthrope. I've had a hair in my soap. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't know who Ness was in the first Smash Brothers, so I decided he was the evolved form of Mario.
Ness?
Yeah.
Now, why would a full-grown Italian plumber evolve into a small Japanese boy with a baseball bat?
You know, because he had fire powers. And Mario has fire powers.
Oh, okay. And when did Mario become a Pokemon character?
Everyone was a Pokemon character when I was five.
Everyone's a Pokemon.
I also thought, who else did I think was evolved forms of people? Oh, I thought that Samus evolved into Captain Falcon. And there was at least one other evolved. Oh, and I thought Kirby was a Pokemon, just in general.
Right, right.
Because I didn't know who Kirby was.
Did you know of Pokemon, though, at the time?
Oh, yeah.
So you knew of Pokemon.
I played Smash Brothers because I loved Pokemon and Mario.
I just got, I don't know if sad is, maybe sad. My brain went, oh, when you said five, because I was 10, and that's a world of difference. Mm-hmm. The experience of Smash Brothers being...
How did you play Smash Brothers 64?
I knew Smash Brothers as this crazy game where Link and Mario and Pikachu fight each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I already knew who Link and Mario and Pikachu all were.
Yeah.
And so I knew that they weren't Pokemon who evolved into each other. It wasn't just like random bullshit that you make up in your head as a kid. Oh, wait, Krom is from
Fire Emblem.
Marth's dad.
No, Roy's Lucina's dad.
Marth and Lucina are twins, Spencer.
No, Lucina...
Don't you dare try to tell me different.
Apparently, Lucina pretends she's Marth.
And Ike is their older brother.
Yes.
And Rory's their cousin.
Yes.
How do the Fire Emblem games work? Are they a RPG?
They are a...
Like Final Fantasy?
Not like Final Fantasy. They are turn-based. They're like a strategy game. They're a strategy RPG.
That's way too hard for me.
Yeah, that's kind of... But there's a dating aspect to it, so I'm like, would I like it?
I feel like I'd like playing through them, but getting someone else to do the...
The hard bits, fighting. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I enjoy. That's what I want out of Undertale as well.
Watch a Let's Play then.
But I like playing the games. I like moving the guy around and deciding stupid things. And I like deciding where to go and reading all of the things.
Yeah, I like hanging out in the world. The
conversation branches. But then I want to be able to hand it off to like my older brother and say, okay, beat this part for me. And he just beats it.
Everyone needs an older brother.
Yeah. Or in my case, friend of my younger brothers.
We want...
My younger brothers always had friends that were super good at video games. They could just...
Every video game should have a Tales mode. He would beat the
Forest Temple for me.
Yeah. Every video game should have Tales from Sonic mode, where you just run behind your older brother and be like, look, I'm helping. I'm helping.
But the other guy beats it all for you.
Yeah, exactly.
And who's Palutena again?
Palutena is the princess that Kid Icarus has to save. That Pit has to save, sorry.
Pit's sister.
Yeah.
Pit's best friend.
Pit's... best friend.
And Corrin.
Corrin is from Fire Emblem. He's like a dragon boy, I guess.
And Shulk?
Shulk is from Xenoblade Chronicles.
Is Shulk the only one from Xenoblade Chronicles?
The only one in Smash Brothers from Xenoblade Chronicles.
You mean he's not the only character in the entire Xenoblade Chronicles canon and games?
It's not a game about a lone pretty boy wandering a desert.
I'm so surprised. I think Overwatch is actually an MMO... RPG, Mega Man, Bitcoin, social media.
Social game?
It's a social game.
Yeah.
It's a Facebook game.
It's a dating sim.
Yeah.
You can make the robot kiss the British lady.
Isn't that already in the game, though? Don't they all kiss each other?
I wish.
There's a story to it, but there isn't.
But there isn't.
It's
The story is all backlog.
But also, then they just fight each other in an arena.
It's like...
Pretty weird.
I wish it was a story game.
Yeah. You know what's weird? Is the fact that they gave the story two sides. If it was just like, here's a bunch of characters and here's a fun backstory for all of them. But also, why don't you just mash them together and fight for a while?
Yeah, why do they fight?
And yet, the way that the story is trying to make it seem like the fighting is actually part of the story. But it's like, it's obviously not.
Aren't they, like, fighting together against an enemy?
No.
Like no.
That would make more sense. Some of them are on the bad guy team, some of them are on the good guy team.
Oh.
You know the guy that looks like an emo man?
Are you thinking of the cowboy?
No, got a skull face.
The skull face boy.
He's the leader of the bad guys.
Oh.
And the soldier man, Soldier 76, Soldier 52, I don't know.
Yeah.
Soldier man is leader of the good guy team.
Oh.
And those two used to be best friends.
Oh, no.
But then they split up, I guess.
Oh.
I don't know what their names are.
Soldier 76 and Darksider.
Dark man, yep.
Dark man.
Reaper.
Reaper?
Yeah.
Grim Reaper.
The Grim Reaper and the Soldier, they were best friends. Now they're not. They fight each other.
Hmm.
And the Widowmaker, who shoots a gun.
Yeah.
She's on the bad guy team.
Wait.
But she used to be on the good guy team.
Oh,
then they brainwashed her.
Oh, my gosh.
And made her assassinate her husband, who was on the good guy team. And now she's on the bad guy team. Very sad.
But that...
That's why her skin is purple? I don't know.
But, like, all of the characters, that doesn't matter when you play the game.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why even bother having it on two different teams?
Yeah, because
it doesn't correspond to anything.
You could play as five Reapers on both teams fighting each other.
So it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Uh-huh. I think the cowboy's a good guy.
Okay.
And...
Who's the nasty rat boy on? Is he a good guy or a bad guy? He's a bad guy.
All right. It feels too obvious.
What about the horrible pig boy?
Well, both the nasty boys. The nasty Australian boys. They're best buds. Mm-hmm. They live in Australia, which is basically Mad Max.
Okay.
Australia is just the apocalypse.
Nice.
And they're the bad on the bad guy team.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's like, I want to hang out in the world of the cutscenes and not so much the video game.
Yeah. If you're going to give us all this stuff.
All this lore.
It's so tantalizing.
Just like, at least make a bunch of cool comic books that are like about the lore and have nothing to do with the video game.
Yeah. And I like, they do make comics, but they're always just like one-offs mm-hmm. and stuff.
Yeah, just like make a whole graphic novel of them all.
Just have a series, an ongoing series on Crunchyroll and on Shonen Jump.
Yeah.
That's of the Overwatch teams.
Just have them all hang out. That's clearly what people want. That's why everyone's writing fan fiction about these boys and girls. Do you want to write some fan fiction?
Okay. Want to write some Overwatch fan fiction?
I'd rather write a Smash Brothers fan fiction.
Okay.
Who did we roll this week? So this week we rolled...
Inspector Clouseau!
Inspector Clouseau, sent in by Ross Jackson from the Pink Panther films.
Ross Jackson was in the Pink Panther films?
Yes. My good friend Ross Jackson.
Well then.
Genghis Khan, the real life figure.
We roll Genghis Khan like every...
And he's so hard to write a fan fiction about.
So we have to this time.
Okay, how about Genghis Khan...
New Smash character.
...is trying to conquer the world and the Smash Brothers have to stop him.
Genghis Khan kill everybody except Kirby.
So
look in the sky, 100 Genghis Khans descending from the heavens.
I was gonna say that the Smash Brothers characters time travel back to Genghis Khan times, and then they're the reason why Genghis Khan wasn't able to conquer the world.
Yes, that's the true
history. It's an alt history fic.
Yeah,
let's have. Jigglypuff.
Mm-hmm. Kirby.
Because we also rolled Jigglypuff this week.
Oh, right.
Sent in by Jimmy Fung. Thank you, Jimmy. And Jimmy has been begging for Jigglypuff. He sent in Jigglypuff twice now. So,
we have no choice.
So yeah, Jigglypuff will be our main character. And they'll all fight Genghis Khan. Everything I know about Genghis Khan is... I'm just imagining the bad guy from Mulan.
Yes, yes.
That is...
Myself as well.
He's a Han, right?
A Hun.
A Hun.
Yes.
So...
Yeah.
I think so. Huns.
The Huns have invaded China. Yep.
Yep.
That's them.
So, yeah, I'm just going to imagine the bad guy from Mulan.
Okay. What's his actual name? Shan Yu. So, Genghis Yu.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Connery.
Genghis Khan. Is going to invade China.
China's greatest fighter.
Jigglypuff.
Are any of the Street Fighter characters Chinese?
Chun-Li
goes to her buddy Ken and Ryu.
Mm-hmm.
And says, Genghis Khan has invaded China. And they go to their good buddies. And they're part of the secret fraternity of Smashers.
Yes. And so... Let's because we don't want to write a fan fiction with 70 characters, let's keep it simple. So we'll do Jigglypuff. Who else do you want?
Mario.
Link. Zelda.
Let's see now.
Ganondorf. Okay.
So think of the original Smash lineup. Kirby, Samus, Mario, mostly Fox and Samus have to be there.
Yeah.
With their cool guns and armor suits.
The kingdom is standing tall. It has a...
The kingdom of Hyrule?
The kingdom of Beijing.
Oh, China Castle.
China Castle. Standing tall. The farmlands have been taken.
Oh, no.
And they see the Huns. They're all camping out. It's nightfall. They're camping out. Before they take the castle.
Mm-hmm.
Mario, Donkey Kong, Link, Samus, Yoshi, Kirby, Fox, Pikachu, Luigi, Ness, Captain Falcon, and Jigglypuff.
So many!
Are all standing out front on the castle wall.
Uh-huh.
Jigglypuff...
The Great Wall of China.
No, that's around China.
Well, okay, fine.
They hopped the fence. They hopped the fence. They're
just feels more iconic to be standing.
Okay, do you want to? Yeah. Okay. You know what? You're correct.
Yes.
Because I'm doing the ending of Mulan.
Oh, and I'm doing the beginning of Mulan.
You're doing the beginning of Mulan.
No.
So let's do the beginning of Mulan.
You can tell we're very cultured and we have a lot of like touchstones about China.
We apologize
China,
to...
Except it's all Mulan.
We apologize to every...
The world at large.
Yeah.
No, okay, here's my proposition. Yes.
Proposate.
China in the year... No, I have no idea when Genghis Khan was doing this whole thing. Maybe in the year 400? Maybe in the year 1500? Maybe BC 2000. You could tell me either one of those, and I'd say, yeah, sounds about right. Which one do you think it is?
You think it's like the 1500s, 1600s? 1500s? I think so.
Sure. Okay, so the year 1356.
Uh-huh.
The man, Genghis Khan.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chinese people are in their farmlands,
mm-hmm.
farming stuff, mm-hmm. maybe rice, probably lots of stuff. It doesn't matter. And what's that descending from the sky? Spaceships.
Whoa, okay.
And it's the Huns.
Oh my
with
god.
With future technology.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's good.
And
I
that's
like this.
Why. And then.
That's why they have to call the Smash Brothers.
Yeah, and so the Smash Brothers are like, look at this crazy history book.
Okay.
How did the Huns ever get access to such technology?
So, okay, this is what happens. Is the UFOs start coming in,
mm-hmm.
and the farmers scream and run and go into their farmhouses, and mm-hmm. the spaceships blow them all up.
Oh, no.
And we see the king of China
mm-hmm.
Staring off at these spaceships in the distance is like, call the Smash Brothers.
And does he have a glowing red phone next
yes.
to the throne?
Yes.
The Smash phone.
Yes.
Get me Mario.
And so Mario as
the day we feared would come. It's here.
Wahoo! It's a me.
Yes, I know it's you, Mario. That's why I called you up.
It's a me. Thank you for playing my game.
Yes, okay. Yeah, you're welcome. But I really need your help. I need the whole Smash Compendium.
Wahoo!
Wahoo!
So long, Bowser! The Smash Brothers, they hop into their time portal.
Mm-hmm.
And they arrive in ancient China. And, yeah, they stand on the Great Wall. All of them. Pikachu... Jigglypuff should be the leader just because Jimmy has sent in Jigglypuff.
Right, okay. Jigglypuff?
So Jigglypuff has traveled to ancient China before. Jigglypuff is very familiar with ancient China.
Oh.
So they elect her to be in charge because she knows her way around. So Jigglypuff says,
we can... The Huns are very... resilient warriors, but we can beat them by...
And she falls asleep.
Jigglypuff! Jigglypuff, wake up!
Oh, sorry. We can defeat them. We have...
the power of friendship?
The power of brotherhood.
Smash time!
And they all put their hands in to this middle.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, hoorah!
Huzzah!
And they sit and wait for the morning for the Huns to attack.
Mm-hmm.
And Luigi says, well, I hate waiting. This is my least favorite part.
And the battle's not so bad.
Oh, it's all the anticipation.
It's the worst part.
So they're all sitting around and sharing stories, war stories. Samus says, I remember arriving on Zebes and seeing all of my comrades' bodies torn apart and knowing it was Ridley. Mario?
Is Ridley
also? No, Ridley's not there.
Oh.
She's telling a story about Ridley.
Mm-hmm.
And Mario goes, oh, wahoo! I guess we should just...
Yeah, I don't know where to go. Maybe they challenge Genghis Khan to a no-holds-barred smash em up. 4v4.
4v4.
Hyrule Castle.
Uh-huh.
No items. No items.
All fox.
No. Okay, so what... So their roster, Genghis Khan, with his time machine, of course.
Yeah.
Has to now choose the greatest warriors who can defeat the greatest smashers.
Oh, okay.
4v4. Now, Fox, of course, we have to pick Fox.
Yeah.
He's got the speed. He's got the gun. He's got the Reflecto.
The Reflecto guy.
Reflecto guy.
So we're doing Jigglypuff, Fox, Pikachu, and let's do Link.
Okay.
All right. So they're all in Hyrule Castle, and Genghis Khan goes, who else from history does he pull?
Socrates.
Okay.
Because he did Olympic wrestling, apparently.
Did he?
Yeah, back in the Greece days.
All right.
Naked wrestling.
Nice.
So naked Socrates.
Sexy.
And Napoleon, Beethoven.
They all square off. The announcer goes, go! And they fight.
Mm-hmm.
See, fighting isn't the most interesting narratively.
Yeah.
We need, like, drama.
Like, I want them to smooch, maybe.
Okay.
Now, who do you think Genghis Khan would fall in love with?
Luigi? So, let's scrap the whole... Yes, he summoned those four fighters. But let's scrap the whole, like, they're doing a Smash Brothers. Because Smash Brothers isn't interesting narratively. So instead, they storm the castle, and Jigglypuff gets a giant speaker.
Oh,
and
where this is going.
Goes, Jigglypuff, Jigglypuff.
Which, as we all know, is Jigglypuff's magical song that puts people to sleep whenever they hear.
Yes. So all of the Genghis Khan army falls asleep, except for our four fighters.
Oh, because they put corn in their ears.
They put corn in their ears. They were smart enough.
Yep.
No, this
also,
is what happens.
Beethoven is deaf.
Beethoven's deaf. This is what happens. Beethoven is deaf. So everyone falls asleep. Beethoven wakes up. Napoleon, Genghis Khan,
right.
And
Socrates.
Naked Socrates. And so the four of them climb up the castle walls.
Mm-hmm.
And Mario says, wahoo.
Here they come.
Here they come.
Here we go. Here they come.
Luigi is so terrified.
He pees his pants.
Runs
off and hides in the closet.
Socrates gets up onto the wall. Falls on the pee. Slips on the pee.
Gross.
And
what if Mario is cooking a very, very hot marinara sauce?
Mm-hmm.
Then they pour it over the wall.
Ah.
Like boiling oil.
Yeah.
Boiling pasta sauce.
And
that's a spicy meatball.
And it pours over...
it's delicious. It smells delicious, but it burns them very badly.
It pours over. It falls on Napoleon and Genghis Khan, and their flesh is burning, and they scream. And Beethoven gets up top, and he squares off with Jigglypuff. And Jigglypuff
now we'll see who is the music master.
Takes out her microphone, and Beethoven pulls out his keyboard.
Yeah, his portable piano.
And they duel musically.
Oh my god. And the only way you could describe it is epic. It's an epic musical confrontation.
Everyone is blown away by how beautiful it is.
Mm-hmm. Tears flowing down cheeks.
Pikachu is crying and crying.
And now Jigglypuff's song and Beethoven's melody are melding, becoming one.
Genghis Khan hears it and is like, what have I done?
His heart grows three sizes in his chest.
We aren't
power of music.
We aren't all that different, are we? Smash Brothers, Huns. We're all the same.
Smash in harmony.
And Beethoven and Jigglypuff, they feel this in their heart. They know that they're collaborating more than they're fighting.
Yeah.
And the music hits a high note, and everyone in China hears it. Mm-hmm. The farmers that were killed are raised from the dead.
Wow.
To hear the beautiful melody.
Mm-hmm.
And
does everyone all throughout history hear it?
Everyone all throughout history hears it.
And then
it
Bowser
travels through time and space.
Bowser comes onto the castle wall. Mm-hmm. Everyone comes through the portal.
Yeah. All 75 Smash Brothers.
Yeah, and Bowser embraces Mario and says, "Why were we ever fighting in the first place?"
Samus hugs Ridley.
Yes.
Donkey Kong hugs King K. Rool. Link hugs Ganon.
Kirby hugs Diddy.
They're all... peace has been declared.
And its greatest villain, the Pokemon trainer.
Yes.
Its cruel, uncaring master. They embrace.
And now we zoom out into the real world. And we see two friends smashing on their Nintendos.
Oh my god.
And all of a sudden, they
put down the controllers.
They put down the controllers and they hug. And all of the characters in Smash, all of a sudden they disappear. And Smash Brothers is empty.
Oh my god.
Because
the
peace has been declared.
Been fulfilled.
No one can smash.
The world is freed from their smashing curse.
Exactly.
We all thought we loved this video game, but we were entrapped to play it for all eternity.
Exactly. And
the kids, they open the door and they step into the sunlight, and they're blinking. It's so bright they can't see. And then they walk out into the beautiful outdoors. The video game's forgotten. And there's a great lesson for all of us in this.
Yeah.
That video games are bad.
They're bad.
And only the outdoors world is good.
Mm-hmm. And yes, we see rainbows and butterflies and children hugging and dancing and politicians pulling off their ties and running outside and
running through sprinklers. Enjoying life with their families.
Oh, hey, it's beautiful. And somewhere, Mario kisses Bowser on his cheek and says, "I love you, brother.
I love you,
Bowser. I love you, Bowser." And Jigglypuff and Beethoven, they know what they've done. And Jigglypuff says, "Beethoven, you're all right." And Beethoven goes, "What?" That was probably a bad joke.
God.
I'm sorry.
That was great.
Yeah.
Our ending really pulled it all together.
Do you want to do some sandwich?
We were kind of floundering for a while, but
yeah.
Came together.
Sandwich criticism.
Sandwich criticism.
Definitely our middle is our floundering.
A little bit weak in the middle.
Yeah.
A little bit bloated with characters.
Mm-hmm.
Which you could say about Smash itself.
Yeah, it wasn't our fault. It wasn't our fault. It was Smash Brothers' fault.
That's right, yes.
I like that we finally use Genghis Khan.
Yes, fine. And Jigglypuff.
And Jigglypuff.
Oh, boy. And, oh wait, we're supposed to go good, then bad, then good.
Yeah, we went bad, then good.
So let's go good again.
Yeah.
It's a double-decker sandwich.
Yeah.
And I really like the strong moral at
the
end.
The video games are bad.
Video games are bad, and TV is bad, and only going outside and playing in the fresh air.
Playing in the sprinklers.
Good. And why can't everything be like the 50s? When all of the world was great and good.
Yes.
And there was no strife or sadness.
Yeah. Everyone should be like, what's that TV show?
Back in the day.
What's the TV show with the little boy?
Happy Days.
Yep. Everything should be like Happy Days. Mm-hmm. Everyone...
And everyone gets a leather jacket like the Fonz.
Everyone hops over sharks.
What were you trying to think of? With the little boy... Oh, the Wonder Years.
Nope.
Oh.
It's boy gee, golly gee, thanks for the pancakes.
Leave it to Beaver.
Yeah, leave it to Beaver. Everything should be like, leave it to Beaver.
He was always thanking everybody for pancakes.
Yeah, so. That was what he was known for.
Yep.
And be like, Beaver, we didn't even give you pancakes. Oh, well, thank you anyways.
It's just my thing that I say.
Yeah, this is my catchphrase.
We smashed it and we crashed it. Now, here's what I want to know from you. Doesn't smashing mean having sex?
Yeah.
Isn't there a joke of, let me smash?
Yeah.
Want to smash?
Yeah.
Smashing.
It's a sex thing.
Smash Brothers.
I think it's a relatively new sex thing,
smashing
though.
Smashing your brothers?
I think Smash Brothers 64 predates.
Listen, has Nintendo been promoting incest this whole time?
Yes.
Covertly?
I mean,
it wants you to smash all of your brothers?
Yes.
I don't know if I can sign off on that.
Yes.
No, I must protest. Boycott Smash Brothers, everyone.
I think it's good, though.
You think that incest is good?
I think incest is good, though.
Yeah, you can take that all the way to the bank. Spencer Suarez, pro-incest. Don't get him started on Wincest. Oh, the sexiest.
Now, what's Wincest?
Why is it
called incest? It's
incest. Oh, Winchester is their last name. From Supernatural.
Oh.
The two brothers that have sex with each other. Always,
I thought it was about...
Oh, because incest for the win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was incest, but only gold winners...
Gold medal winners of Smash Brothers tournaments.
Of Smash Brothers tournaments.
Well, they can have sex with each other.
Yes. If you'd like to suggest characters for us, send them on over to ffwrshow@gmail.com.
Thanks, Mario. And thanks to the band known as Seawater Bliss for the use of their song Theme from Teen Wolf 2 as our intro and outro.
You can follow us on Twitter at ffwrshow. Leave a review on iTunes. That's a thing you can do.
We're on iTunes.
We're on iTunes.
My God.
Up there with the big boys, like
that's right.
American
Gladiator,
the podcast. What is that called? American Stories? American Good Stories.
This
American Life.
NPR's favorite show, American Good Stories.
American Good Stories. Okay. And remember, when in doubt, just AU that garbage.
We AU history.
That's us.